for as your producer, you know, you tell me how you want to start it off. If you wanted me to start by pitching some segments, I have a great one called Obvious. Oh, wait, I wasn't talking to my mic.
Hold on. You're getting a little too eager, baby. I know.
That's what I'm saying. It's your show. Tell me what to do.
Yes, you had a great episode last week, Mike. And just, you know, don't get too carried
away. Who's Mike? Whose episode? This is your show.
Yeah.
Start it off. Tell me what you want me to do.
All right. So first of all, this is Depot. Hey, everyone. Thanks for checking in to GTH Go to Hell podcast on iTunes and wherever else we are found.
Only iTunes.
Okay. Oh, thank you, producer. I appreciate that. So, producer, are we going to start with an intro song, or are we going to do like a little opening and then intro song and then continue?
Whatever you want to do, a cold open, we can talk about stuff. I have some bad segments that I know aren't good.
Okay, we're going to get to your segments later because I got some stuff up top I got to get off my chest. Okay.
So then let me read it out now. I was just going to do the intro.
Okay.
For you.
All right.
Is that what you want me to do? I was just going to
Please.
Open.
Okay, if you
want to do cold open and then I'll read the intro, that's all on you. You tell me what to do.
I say we do music, and then I come in, and then we go.
Okay. Welcome to GTH Go to Hell Podcast, Deepu Edition 1. This is the theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode, episode 2 of Go to Hell Podcast. I am Deepu, and I am joined by my producer this week, Mike Valick. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, everybody out there.
How was your week, Mike? How was your week on Facebook?
I got to be honest. I have later in the show a question for you about Facebook. You know, we were on a show together, and I asked you if people say BRB on Facebook because I didn't know about that. I'm learning. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm using it enough, if I'm being honest. I don't think I'm doing enough.
Well, you can say, you know, be right back. You can spell it out loud. You could do it. You can spell it out loud with no caps. That's kind of like a middle ground, I think. What else can you say? Gotta go. Talk to you later.
See, I sort of thought I haven't used a proper messenger in years, and that's why I wanted to run that by you. Like I was sort of like, you know, as you all explained it to me at the show, that like, oh no, it's like IM. That stuff is still fair game in that universe.
Yes, it is. I have no problem with BRB. I have so many problems with other things, though. There's so many bigger things going on, Mike. You're thinking small picture here. Stop worrying about the messenger.
Well, don't you think that's like me actually analyzing the medium that I'm looking at? Oh,
having a problem with BRB? That you could have had that problem fucking 12 years ago on fucking AIM. Okay, Facebook is ruining lives in so much bigger ways than, you know, ruining the English language. And this isn't even ruining the English language. The only people that actually care about this issue, the BRB use, are you and English teachers in high school.
No,
so,
I'm fine with using the word. I don't want to step on your toes.
No.
But I more meant, I didn't know that, like, IM language was still used. I thought that had gone. Because I've been texting and using Instagram and Twitter. Like, I don't say BRB on any of those. You know what I mean? I hadn't said that in years.
Well, it'd be weird to say BRB on Instagram. But, you know. I hear what you're saying. Well, yeah, you never know. Anyway, all right. So, we got episode 2. The theme today is Life is a Living Hell. Okay, so I wake up today. I check my Facebook because, you know, that's what I've been trained to do biologically. It's like a fucking, it's like brushing your teeth, washing your hair. You gotta check your Facebook notifications, right? So I check my Facebook, and apparently this guy I know had the greatest night of his life last night. I probably said that wrong, but you get the idea. All right, he won some competition. So there was like 30 photos of people taking pictures with him, and
what kind of competition?
It was a comedy competition, if you have to know. So not only would I argue that his night wasn't that great, I would argue that life isn't that great. And here's why.
Am I supposed to respond to that? Like that's what that drawing silence is. I mean, I think to most people that are you know, fans of the show. They're definitely fans of your comedy.
Mm-hmm.
They might be confused as to why you're saying winning a comedy competition isn't that great.
Well, okay, so the competition is called Roast Battle, okay? Do you know what Roast Battle is?
No.
Basically, I don't want to get too far into this, and I like the guy that won it, so let there not be a confusion about me not liking the guy that fucking won this thing. But...
Well, you did say that his life wasn't great.
No, I said life for everybody isn't that great.
Okay, I'm just for syntax. Life for everybody else isn't that great, or just in general, life is bad.
Life is bad.
Got it.
As you can tell, I didn't really flesh this out as much as I should have, but I'm just going off emotion here. Okay,
I also
just might be jealous that this guy won this thing. And,
definitely was going to be my third question.
Yeah, ask me if I've done a roast battle.
Deepu, have you done a roast battle?
Yes, I have. Ask me how I did.
Did you win?
I didn't want to get out of bed the next day for a good 6 hours. It went terribly. I took a hit of a lifetime, and it's on YouTube. YouTube, roast battle, Deepu. And Scopo, and it'll come up, and you'll see me take the beating of a fucking lifetime. I lost at Roast Battle, so I never went back to one. I refuse to give any credence to anything Roast Battle related. I have many micro theories about why it's horseshit, but it's all really just excuses. Anyway, congratulations to Zach Amico on winning the Roast Masters tournament. The next thing I want to talk about is how tonight...
Wait, no way. That made no sense. Deepu. So what I don't understand what this is again. I don't want to, you know, it seems as though you're having this Facebook frustration and this anxiety that I think makes sense in your little world, but I don't think anyone that's listening understands what you're upset about or what I don't even know what you just said. So your friend won a thing?
Okay, my friend won this competition.
And you're upset?
There was a roast battle competition. It was like a top eight. You know, it's like a tournament style, right? The winner gets this huge belt, this really nice belt. It's like a wrestler's...
You're jealous.
Oh, I'm so fucking jealous.
Okay, so that's it. You're jealous. Next segment. That was easy. You're jealous. I just think that if you're gonna be on this show, you're gonna have to just be honest about how you feel about Facebook.
Oh yeah, I mean, okay. So honestly, I'm super jealous of this guy, but I did like some of the posts that he wrote and posted about winning last night.
Yo, as a producer, I think you're so.
I'm a hack.
No, I just think you're so angry about Facebook. I literally don't understand what the emotions you're going through here are. There's so many layers to it.
There's a lot of layers to it, and you're not like invested in a community way I am. I don't think. I mean, at least I don't think. I think you're kind of just you go
no,
on there.
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a complex. You know, it's a game of. I don't want to call it networking, but it's like social chess. You know, maybe I have to give up a pawn. I have to like this guy's post. That's me giving up a pawn so that maybe my queen can kind of have a nice alleyway to A9. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. You're talking about comedy now, right?
I'm talking about
Facebook.
Well, no, it's comedy and Facebook. I mean, when you're trying to do comedy, you know, you have to be on Facebook. You have to joke around with each other. You have to be in that world. You have to stay connected. So it is intertwined. And that is my. I mean, if we're going to talk about our Facebook experiences,
I think I'll have to save this. I guess there's another show where they talk about your show. I guess they'll have to save their criticisms for that because I personally, as a producer, just I can't follow the thread to help you make this segment. What's the next thing?
Okay. I wanted to talk about how, just really briefly, you know, tonight we have Game 7 of the World Series. I know you're not a sports guy, but Game 7 of the World Series, we have the Indians versus the Cubs, and the Cubs are like us, Mike. We are like the Chicago Cubs. Ask me why.
Deepu, why are we like the Chicago Cubs?
Because we are facing insurmountable adversity at every step of the way.
Okay, I am not a sports fan, but again, I might have to save this for my show. Insurmountable adversity.
Yes. Well, they might surmount
it.
Are
the Cubs being attacked by bears? Actual bears? Is it the baseball players versus bears?
I wish they were playing the Chicago Bears. That was a nice confusing of sports there. I love that.
No, I meant literal ursine beasts. I meant bears. I meant, you know, large beasts.
My only answer for you, if only. So, you know, they've had a 60-year drought. They haven't been to the World Series in 60 years. Now, tonight, you know,
the curse,
like,
of the Bambino, yes?
No, that's Yankees, I believe.
That's Boston.
That's Yankees and Red Sox.
Right.
So
what is it? They have a curse too here. Isn't there a guy that dropped the ball or something?
Maybe.
That's Red Sox,
yeah,
again.
Maybe. I think the Cubs have a curse too. I don't know the name of it. Don't really care. Let me make a quick point.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, so the Cubs took 50 or so years to get back to the World Series. They were down 4-1 in the series, and they are 3-1 in the series. They were down. They looked like they were going to, you know, every game they've played in the past 3 days could have been their elimination, but they have made it to Game 7. They have tied the series. They could win the World Series tonight, and one day we will be just like them, and we will take down Facebook in the same way.
Got it. I got the connection. Now it sounds like our task, which is sort of insurmountable, where it's two
much like the fighting of bears.
Well, sure. two independent podcasters versus one of the world's biggest digital corporations. This seems like if they play slightly better at sports, they will surmount their task.
Yes, if you know what.
Okay, ours seems worse.
Yeah, what we're doing is a little more insurmountable. You know, it's very much more insurmountable than the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series. Anyway, just wanted to point that out.
Theirs could be solved by bunting. Ours really is impossible to do.
All right, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. We are much more, our efforts are much more commendable, right? And that's why, you know, people can support us by hiring us.
Do you want to go? You want to go to our advertising section?
Please.
Let me bring in this segment now. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it to Mike and Deepu. Shout your shit. Song. Yeah, so I'm now here as Mike, not just producer, but as a co-host of the show, where we do two shows, a host of my own show, and Deepu hosts his own show on the same channel, unfortunately. Deepu, the episode's going great so far. Just wanted to check in with you.
Yeah, man. I made some very moot points. And,
yeah, they're very confusing. Can't wait for me to explain to you why they don't make any sense on my episode.
Can't wait.
So, in Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit, this is our advertising section. This show is, of course, free content, but we are always willing to talk about stuff. So what are we going to talk about today, Deepu, to let people know about that?
We're going to talk about the service we're offering on advertisecast.com, where people can go to advertisecast.com/GTHGoToHell, and you can fill out a form and have us do a various number of things. Do a 10-second shout-out ad, do a 30-second shout-out ad, up to 60-second ads. We could do a sponsored review for your content.
Yeah. So if you're a podcaster, if you're a game creator, if you're an artist, if you're anything, you know, we have a huge audience. Again, we were number 32 in technology for a brief moment.
Whoa.
You know, right? Part of that after time, you need staying power. So the more minutes we have, the more we'll sort of stay on those charts. But we are very popular. Over 800 of you listened to episode one. Thank you so much for doing that. But that means you can reach those 800 people right here. And I wanted to explain something about the pricing. If you buy more than one of these, because it's very typical to have a front roll, a middle roll, and then a end roll for your advertising, you will indeed get a discount. So should you buy one advertisement, you'll get no discount. But on two advertisements, you'll get a 25% discount. And on or a 10% discount, and on three advertisements, you get 25. So it does more to buy ads, to buy more ads with us. You want to run through some of those prices there, Deepu?
Yeah, if you want to do a 10-second ad, that's $5. If you want to do a 30-second ad, that's $5. Sounds like you
should
go up
to 30. What about a birthday?
Oh, if you got a birthday shout-out that you want us to fucking sing, or what would we sing the song for them?
Well, it's in the public domain, but no, we're not good singers, so we probably would just wish you a happy birthday, and however we would wish people happy birthdays.
Yeah, I did a little preview of my my impression of Guns N' Roses in the like when we were doing the show prep. Not good.
It's not good at all. You know, I think it's on point here too that you know, Facebook and things like that, and the social media we're talking about are a lot about birthdays in here. Maybe you'll get an extra birthday bit out of us about birthdays and wishing people happy birthdays through. Through running your birthday here. It's a great gift. It really is a great gift to legendary podcasters. I mean, let me say this, Deepu. When was the last time I've gotten in my lifetime several birthday cards that moved me? And I'll be honest, they really moved me because I was just very emotional the day that I got them. It had nothing to do with the sentiment of the card. It was just like, and it's from my aunt. And I okay.
Do you have one on you?
I actually could go get them.
I could get one too. We can.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, this is super personal. All I get are birthday cards from women I've loved.
Well, we won't make love to you, but what we will do is that's super depressing, Deepu. So instead of a less depressing,
they're all dead. They're all dead.
How do they send birthday cards?
No, this is before they died. This is from like the hospital bed that they wrote.
Deepu, with my last breath, turning 30 gets a little dirty. Our whole point here is that your birthday cards that you normally give, they're not great, and no one at these big birthday card companies are writing anything good.
And what's the reach of your fucking birthday card? One person. What's the reach of a birthday wish on our podcast? A factor of 800 or so more.
Oh. 800 or more, you know, that's just on our pilot, that's 800 people.
Yeah,
So that's not the pilot listed in the feed, but episode one, Mike edition, episode one, Evil Babies and Chill, was listened to 800 times. It's a really great gift. It means something to shout your love to the universe. So, and if you're a creator, you know, me and Deepu have been through the thick of it. So coming on here and doing stuff, we can put you in the right places. Mm-hmm. Deepu, what's that URL again?
advertisecast.com/GTH go to hell.
And we'll be posting that on social media as well if you want to get in there. All right, let's get back to the show. This has been Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit. Back to you, Deepu.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want the next segment us to do, and this is a little more legitimate than me just comparing us to the Chicago Cubs.
Erroneously comparing us.
I got a question, Mike. Can you
go ahead?
Like in post, put sound, like modify our voices, like with effects.
Sure, it depends on what you want me to do.
Well, what I was thinking was I can make us sound like you know, like how they do those news pieces where they want someone to be anonymous. So, like you have like a silhouette of a person.
And, sure, I'll do that.
And they have like the modified voice, like the bruh, 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 bruh. I have access to the document.
Well, we could just do the voice. When I was in the mafia, I had to. The dog would frequently ask me to give him rim jobs.
Is that what you want?
Yeah. Okay. So exactly, okay. I want us to have those voices, and I want us.
Tell me when you want it to start. Yeah.
Well, the bit is us. We're in a back. We're in Facebook headquarters. Okay. We're in a back room. All right. And this is, you know, we are two CEOs or whatever you want to call it, you know, board of trustees or whatever. And we're just kind of going through, you know, someone hands us a document of these two young whippersnappers from New York City who are trying to spread their message. And they're not too happy about it. You see what I'm getting at?
No. we're being, like, threatened or something? Why would we have these
voices
on?
It's the conspiracy to take you and me down, Mike.
I'm gonna have a hard time doing this bit. Do you think there is a conspiracy to take us down?
I believe so. I believe there is a realness algorithm that we are tripping.
Hold on. Your mic is flipping out.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. I believe there is a realness algorithm that we are tripping. We are setting it off. And that is the reason why we get no likes on anything.
Well, I also have like 6 friends on Facebook.
Okay, well, maybe this is just more me.
we have 1 episode of our podcast out.
Well, I mean, it's the podcast. It's my personal page. It's my other podcast. It's everything. It's anything.
All right, I'll do
to.
That. I'll do the. Because we really, we've gotten a lot of people liking the show after just asking them once to do it to like the page. I mean, that has actually been, as a producer, I have to say, it's actually been quite successful for almost no posts there.
Okay, I mean, Facebook.
Let's talk about your personal page.
Okay. Sure. So
we'll be the back rooms. I just think we should do menacing voices. I don't know that we have to do the sound effects.
We should just do evil voices.
Okay, let's do it.
You want
it
to be evil with it. All right, I'm in with the bit. Oh, my name's August. Hello.
August.
Oh, I'm August. August? My name is now August. August, arise, me, Lord. I knighted myself. What's up? What's up, Demetrius?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm
Please,
August.
have a bagel.
I feel like we could get a... Thank you for the bagel. I feel like we could get a lot more done if we stopped establishing our names. I've known you for 20 years. It takes a lot of time. And that's a good bagel.
Well, like you know, we have eight types of cream cheese here. We have strawberry, we have chive.
The most evil of cream cheeses. Tell me, how goes our plot to stop that dastardly Deepu from getting likes?
It's been going great so far. He kind of had a good run in 2013, but we put a stop to that. Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, we did that, and I'm sure that it was our doing, not the fact that Facebook has exploded almost exponentially since 2013, and now companies are starting to buy ad space on there, and indeed posts and likes are run by an algorithm based on paid and monetized systems that we have set in place. It all has to do with us really giving it to him, hiding his posts. All that other stuff is not the reason that he has less likes than in 2000.
That's right. If it wasn't for us, this guy would be so much more popular. He would be on Comedy Central. He would be on Nick at Night somehow. I'm not sure why, but he would be there too. And he
Do
would
not
be...
tell him about our time machine to send him back to Nick at Night.
We would have had him on Happy Days because he was that good.
Screened in or something? This is fucking crazy. I don't know what. So you're worried? You're worried that
my
that...
issue with Deepu, this guy
okay,
Deepu,
here we go.
My issue with him, and the reason why I've needed to put him down for all these years, was because he knows the truth.
And the truth being that we love strawberry cream cheese,
among other things.
What's the other things?
Controlling the world.
Yes, yes, I reply in a way that seems as though you're talking about.
What are your goals at Facebook?
The cream
What
cheese.
Do you want? You
I'm
want
living the life. I'm here, man. I walk in, strawberry cream cheese, sometimes raspberry cream cheese. I fire the raspberry cream cheese deliverer.
Well, I really picked the wrong trustee to have a meeting with.
All about that cheese, baby. I can take over the world, too. It's all whatevs.
Yeah, but that should be your primary goal. Fuck the cream cheese. We're not even getting it from a good place. We're getting it from Joe's.
It's bad. Yeah, we can go down. Packaged.
We can go down to Allen's.
I don't know these specific things.
They do a nice ratio of cream cheese with milk. They have some milk in there to make it like a really smooth spread.
Yuck.
Yeah, that I made that up. That can't be true.
It can't be true.
Yeah.
So how are we taking over the world?
Well, we control people's minds, you see. We control people's exposure to certain ideas and deep...
Right, of course, if of course you go on Facebook all the time.
Which people do. It is the most popular website on the planet. I mean,
they don't have to.
You're right, they don't have to, but they do. And they've gotten into the habit of it. We are feeding them. They need us now. They are so dependent. They have this habit of it.
Well, of course, and you know that the reason we have to stop Deepu is because of his podcast partner, Mike, who isn't like that and thinks that that excuse for going on Facebook isn't really a valid excuse.
Well, we've done some research on Mike, and Mike seems to be a very interesting case himself. He is the kind of guy that wakes up every morning and whips himself in front of a picture of Margaret Thatcher. So,
well, like the guy from The Da Vinci Code.
Very much so.
It's based on him.
Da Vinci Mike, they call him.
Da Vinci, the Mike code.
So, you know, I
can't do the bit anymore. I genuinely think that this is an interesting thing. Okay. So, what I think you should talk about is, like, I don't think everyone believes you need to go on Facebook. Do you genuinely believe that, like, they're irresponsible with controlling people's thoughts? Which they do,
yeah.
which when you, I'll concede this to you, for you to muse over. Yeah, if someone is into what your media is, you have a certain influence on their psyche. That much I will concede to you, but I think you need to elaborate more on the idea that if someone that they're irresponsible in terms of posting on Facebook.
Well, they're irresponsible in the sense that they have gotten a little power hungry. You can look up a story. As my producer, you could look up a story about how Facebook has been limiting posts about Trump, about, you know, positive posts about Trump.
Okay, let me look that up.
That's a bit. I mean, that's a big thing. That is them controlling the minds of an entire planet, or, you know, whoever they have control over. So that is a very dangerous thing, and they are trying to. They're trying to keep me down. They're trying to keep Trump down. They're trying to. They're trying to keep. I think that's it. But I, you know, I think that's enough.
Those are the two guys.
Those are the two guys, man. Dangerous minds.
They got a little. They got a little whiteboard, and it's got your name and Trump's name on it.
It's
and
a Venn diagram.
Check. It's yeah. It says like keep down and suppress, and then there's a check mark next to your name, and then like next to Trump's, they're planning all this stuff.
Yeah. So they, you know, so and they've,
am,
they've almost gotten.
I'm trying to,
them.
To find they, their press statement. Excuse me for a second.
Okay, please do. And I'll just say that, you know, I have noticed Facebook's attempts to keep me down. I write great jokes on my Facebook page. And they get, I think if more people saw them, it would get more likes or at least some sort of engagement, but, it's just not happening. And there's nothing I can do. There's really nothing I can do. I'm helpless. I'm sitting here. It's like I'm a refugee and I have to, just take whatever, the government will give me as a resource. You know, whatever half loaf of bread they're going to fucking hand me, I got to fucking take it. That's Facebook right now. They're like, all right, you know what? You get to be here. But we're only going to show your shit to 9 people. And it's infuriating. Did you find that press statement yet?
I have no source material from them about suppressing these posts. Facebook does not really update their inter-website stuff too much. But give me a second. I have lots of sources from bullshit places, secondary sources and things like that.
But as we learned last week, those are not sources that you are willing to use, right?
Not when I'm saying I'm producing a show and I'm giving you reliable links. No, I would be
all right.
Remiss,
you know,
to say that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess you can keep looking for that. I'll continue my spiel here. So the Facebook algorithm, it detects my realness.
Now, let me just say, searching this on Google, I do not look for political candidates. I do not search anything. When I search Facebook Donald Trump, it is the first result. So I will say, whatever you think they're doing inter-Facebook,
it's not working.
Via Google, there is, it's the first result. So I don't know.
Well, no, that was a big story recently. That's like the first result. You know, it's Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, I heard some statement a while ago, like him saying, like, "Hey, yeah, we do have the ability to kind of just curate the experience a little bit."
As someone producing this show, I would say I have no sources for that. I can look up whether he's said something, whether Zuckerberg has been quoted. But as the producer, I cannot say that that's substantiated.
Wow, this really is like a legal battle, isn't it? All right, so let's talk about the other thing. Let's talk about the other how people think they are using Facebook for good when in reality they aren't really doing anything.
I like this.
Yes. So a couple days ago, I think actually 2 days ago, so many people were protesting the building of a pipeline in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can I clarify what your story is?
Sure.
Zuckerberg did announce, this is confirmed.
There we go.
Simply that things that he said were hate speech, and if you post hate speech, it gets that is for everyone. If you post hate speech or if you get flagged for hate speech, you get suppressed. That's the only thing that Facebook has said officially. They've had some reactionary stuff in unsubstantiated sources, but
you know
that's
that,
all they really
You know what
said.
That fucking sentence is? That sentence is permission to do whatever the fuck they want. They can say anything is hate speech. I could pull up any post right now. I could pull up any post right now and call it hate speech. I'm going to do that right now.
Go ahead.
And I know we're not supposed to use people's Facebooks unless we've gotten their permission, but you know what?
Well, do one of your posts then.
Yeah.
Or do one of mine and do the same thing.
Okay. I could do that.
I mean, like for example, I don't know. Let's say one of our co-hosts used the word slut derogatorily in a post on our Facebook page.
Oh. I feel like that's happened.
It was you.
You know? That's hate speech. I guess that is hate speech. Facebook could be like, that's not good. You got to take that down.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, I'll save some of this for my show. But does the fact that it is not a publicly owned, it's not a, not publicly owned, it's not a, It's not a state-owned program. It's you have free access to the internet, unlike many countries. Do you feel as though you seem to be angry at Facebook for no one else is limited what you can say?
Well, okay. I just don't like that Facebook is where the party is right now, and because I sometimes say some hateful things because I'm telling the truth, that I get put down. All right? There's plenty of hate built this country. Okay? This country was built on, it's not freedom, it was hate. We hated taxes, we hated those British people. I can't even say the word I want to use, because you're going to get upset.
Go ahead and use it, it's your show.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Say it, it's your show.
You've changed me.
No,
you and fucking Facebook have changed me. I was going to say a homophobic term, but I'm not going to say it anymore.
Good for you.
I'm only going to say it on other podcasts.
Say it, Deepu, that's not the point. Hold on, seriously, because I gotta run in here as someone else who hosts on this network.
Yeah.
No, the point is, say what you want to say. On my show, it's different. On my episodes, it's different. This is your show.
All right.
This is your show. You got to be you. If we're going to get into real opinions on things, you got to be you, Deepu.
Those British Polacks that fucking ran this place, they think they own the planet. Pax Britannica. I don't give a fuck. Get out of here, England. We don't like you.
Just making a quick note about how Deepu does not really know how this country was founded. Just a quick note. Deepu, hold on. Sorry. Yeah. Deepu.
No, please. Let's American stop the show history. So that you can write something down. Please.
Deepu, excuse me. I'm writing something down as a producer. Mm-hmm. Deepu, American history. I'm sorry. I'm out of line there, sir.
No, it's okay.
Show.
It's okay. I you know, I appreciate your input. You really helped me out here. So, there was a protest. People were protesting the building of a pipeline. A couple days ago.
Whoa. Okay, so wait. What are we doing now? What is this bit? What is this story?
I'm fucking telling the story.
What a story of what though? Are you finding a poke? Because you set up a bunch of things. That's what I'm saying as a producer.
No. You know how people say you set them up and I knock it down?
Yeah.
I set them up and I leave them there sometimes. So just fucking roll with it. All right.
Okay. So all people right? were protesting.
I'm
the pipeline.
In charge.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Please continue.
All right. So if you want to just catch up with me here, you can Google Standing Rock Facebook check-in. Okay?
Okay. I guess I will.
Standing Rock Facebook check-in. Yeah. Just so you can kind of catch up with me here as I explain this to the audience. All right. So a couple days ago, a lot of people were protesting the building of a pipeline, which is going through some Native American territory, which is a fine cause. But what was happening was some of the people protesting were checking in on Facebook at that location, right? And they started to suspect that the police were using that information of who was checking in on at that location to sort of combat them. And it's very unclear how they were allegedly doing that, the police. Maybe they were, going through their Facebook posts and just, making frowny faces as comments. It's not quite, I don't even know how the police could retaliate in that way. Maybe the police puts them on a list.
Right? I don't understand. I can't find anything that really explains it to me. So what do you believe happened?
What do I believe happened? Yeah. This is like Rashomon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was raped. I was defending her. Okay, I do a really good. Anybody want me to do Japanese dubs? I will do it.
That's good to know in the future. Yeah. So, I can kind of hear myself, by the way, on your end.
Yeah, that was just for a second.
Okay.
Because I'm tired.
So, some people at the event were checking in, and they suspected that the police were kind of starting to abuse that information. Maybe start making a list of like, oh my god, this is the list of bad people. This is the list of people we want to fucking, take down like Deepu, you know? And so what these protesters implored the world to do was to say, hey, everyone, check in at this location. Everyone check in and say we're at Standing Rock, North Dakota, so that we can fuck with them. And a million people checked in. And I think a million people wasted
million
their time.
Million point three.
So you did find the story. Yeah, 1.3 million people wasted their valuable time. That is a minute they will never get back. Thinking, and they did it with good intentions. They had good intentions, but they didn't do shit, and it upsets me.
I guess. Let me propose this to you. Then, in your mind, how does one use the internet to protest? Avoid the issue of you probably have a lot of notes on whether using the internet or whether posting a Facebook thing is protest. But what would be a good use of the internet to protest?
You go to advertisecast.com/GTH, go to hell.
Ah, here I go. I come back in. I'm producer Mike. If you feel as though people shouldn't be blowing up the dam or killing beavers, write into us, and we'll stop all those beavers from being killed. Mike and Deepu refuse to touch beavers. You heard it here first. Go to advertisecast.com/GTH, go to hell podcast. And
birthday wishes for a better world.
Birthday wishes for a dead otter. Whatever you want us to do, save the environment, yada, yada, yada. Sorry, you were saying, Deepu. Then what is a good way, what is a genuinely good way to protest on the internet then? I think spam has been the weapon of famous, internet groups for some time now.
You mean like Anonymous? You mean like DDoS attacks?
Yeah, Anonymous, 4chan, these groups that genuinely do great DDoS attacks and spam attacks in a lot of cases.
Well, you know, I didn't really think about it, but, you know, just off the top of my head, we could, you know, so people like Anonymous could shut down, the internet for these police, but I think that's not a great use of...
How would they do that? So you're not even protesting, you know...
The pipeline. Well, you could shut down the pipeline's website, but that's not really that big a deal either, because I'm pretty sure a pipeline can run without a website.
I don't think so. Remember in that James Bond where they needed, like, all that tech to make sure the pipelines worked well?
Yes!
I think you need a site, yeah.
I fucking remember that, dude. By the way, Pierce Brosnan, best Bond, in my opinion.
I agree. Let's throw out some controversial stuff towards the end. Absolutely. Yeah. Fucking
yes.
Best James Bond.
He never gets considered. He doesn't even get considered for top three.
Well,
everyone's,
I'll say this.
Like, everyone goes Sean Connery. People are all over Daniel Craig's nuts. And then whoever was fucking first. You know, they always go for the first guy because they're like, oh, well, he looks really dashing.
No, Sean Connery was first.
First. Roger Moore. People like Roger Moore.
Deepu, you got to stop fucking with that cord, pal.
Is it really bad? Is this whole episode fucked?
No, just in the last second when you yell, it's getting bad.
Okay. Yeah, it's a different cable, I think. So, am I better now?
Yeah, I think you guys just got to calm down on moving there.
Yeah, I move around a lot. I'm hyped up. Yeah. I'm angry. I was on Facebook this morning. It ruined my day.
I don't see how your friend having good news ruined your day, but that's still obviously it's not my show.
Yeah.
Deepu, so then what are you?
No,
what are you upset about? Let's talk about them wasting time.
Hold on. So, sorry, buddy. You don't understand how other people getting good news can ruin your day. That's the
unless they're my enemy.
No, you see, you're too fucking Buddhist, all right? This country is not full of Buddhists, all right?
Hey, don't accuse me of being a religion.
No, this country, everyone, I don't know about this country, but a lot of people, we wake up, our lives aren't going great, we look at our phone, and everyone's just pushing how their fucking lives are going amazing, and it bums us out.
My life is going great. I'm sorry for bumming you out.
You know what? When you put it that way, I just come up like an angry douchebag.
Well, I think what to focus on here is
jealousy.
Is this jealousy? I think that that's a whole other episode for you. I don't know if you want to keep talking about wasting your time on Facebook, you know, or I don't know where that thread was, but I see as how. How, you know, it's taken us 30 minutes to get to the first story and making some sense out of that. Like, why are you so jealous of him?
Because it should have been me.
But you weren't there that night.
I wasn't there that night, but, you know, it all, you know, I believe, how do I say this without fucking ending my career? How do I say this?
I don't know. Maybe don't, because I've got a podcast with you now.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say that could have been me.
Okay.
Could have been me. If circumstances were different.
Don't you hear how someone might hear the first part of our show? A lot of podcasters that I know that are struggling and hear that and they're gonna think the same thing though?
Like,
what is that person supposed to do? Not succeed?
Maybe. Love of the game. Yeah.
Nobody else do good. It's my turn.
Well, if everyone did good, that'd be cool too. But it doesn't work out like that. There's always a best. There's always a first, second, third place.
No, there are lots of people. I just want to throw this out there just as a fact. Mm-hmm. There are lots of people that are not competing in comedy. So if everyone in comedy did great, actually everyone would do better.
No. No, they wouldn't. That's not true.
99% of the population doesn't do comedy. So if everyone in comedy did great, they would just all be the comedians.
If everyone did better, no one would get worse. You need to have disparity. You need to have parity. You need to have people that are worse so when they see someone that's actually really good, they go like, "Oh my god, this guy's the greatest fucking guy ever. This guy's a philosopher. This guy's the real deal." And I'm talking on my ass right now. But this just goes to show.
But, yeah.
No. Yeah. No. You make your point. Make your point.
No, I was gonna just prod you a little more on that topic, so I don't wanna stop your flow as you're flowing. I was trying to get at this just goes to show statement out of you. So keep flowing.
So you know, when this guy said he won this tournament last night,
Jesus,
and he said it like fucking 10 times. It has as much of a negative impact on the world as a video of a kid getting shot by the cops.
What's this guy's name so that I can send him this and let him know that next week I'll be defending him?
I don't want to say.
What do you mean you don't want to say? He's going to know.
No, I could be talking about a different roast battle. I could be talking about...
You're not going to be talking about... It comes out weekly. We record on the events of Facebook on the week.
I'm talking
He's going to know, Deepu.
About, this is... Okay, you know what? People are going to... Okay, just a little disclaimer here. People are going to be thinking I'm talking about a certain roast battle in New York City. I'm actually talking about the Transcontinental Roast Battle.
Is that a real thing?
It takes place on a moving train, so you can never actually know where it's taking place.
Deepu, listen. You can say this all you want, but we recently had a thing this week where I got upset about someone saying something to our face on another podcast. If you're going to say it to the person's face. I mean, they're going to know.
No, no.
Especially
if
you're posting on Facebook, they're going to know that you're upset about this.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's just that I used to be good at roasts. I used to be so good at roasts.
How good were you?
I'll play a clip. Well, you know, I'm gonna send you a clip, and we're
gonna
play
that. I'm not playing a clip of your fucking roast. Deepu, you need to as your producer, I'm demanding you confront this issue without bits. The person that you're talking about is going to know you're talking about this. Comes out on a weekly basis. You said that this week you had a bad week on Facebook. You said it wasn't a roast battle you're on. Even with a slight amount of detective work, they're going to know. Are you comfortable with the idea that you've been talking about this the whole time? Like, you got to say it about the person's face.
Yes. Well, I'm comfortable because I've already said I'm jealous, and that's the base of it. And as long as people understand jealousy, people understand, like, oh, they want something. They just wanted what I got.
So am I going to – I can't let you go on as a producer saying like that you're jealous but then rationalizing that the person's happy. So you're jealous. Be jealous. I can't let you just go on and say they're doing something bad.
They're not doing anything bad.
Okay. So then weren't you saying
the Facebook effect. This is the Facebook effect. Everyone dresses up their lives as if everything in their life is going great, even though, you know, this guy could be having a terrible morning and afternoon, but his night was amazing. But we're not hearing about how likely or how shitty this guy's morning might have been or his afternoon. People are doing the upsell, and I'm sick of the upsell.
You cannot be serious.
No, I'm dead serious.
Go on about the upsell.
We need the full picture here. If someone's going to tell me about, you know, how if someone's going to tell me about how they won a fucking triathlon 2 weeks ago, they got to tell me about how their fucking cousin had an abortion a week before. I need both sides of it.
So, Deepu, do for me, like, okay, let's say, so you, this week, Deepu, your podcast reached number 32. So here's what, you have to work six posts, the correct evaluation of your life. So do six posts for me, and it can't be all good. So
yeah,
it has.
Course.
So some of. So tell me what your morning is. That is a fair assessment of your life.
All right. Jesus. I wake up.
Okay. Na, 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 na. That's what you post. No, no, no. I want six. So you post that song. Tell me what the posts look like. I want six posts that get you from 8 a.m. this morning to when I text you about the 32 thing to right now as we're moving into the last 10 minutes of the show.
Okay. So I wake up. Oh, hey, good morning, Facebook. Love you guys.
Talk to you guys later. I just want the post. I just want the post. I just want the time and the posts.
I was reading the first post to you, but okay. 8:30 in the morning. Morning, guys. How you guys doing? Love you guys. End of post. Okay.
Seems pretty positive. Okay.
Yep, pretty positive. 10 o'clock. Hey, guys. It's such a long line at this deli today. Guy called me a Jew. Second post. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's afternoon post. Oh, my God. Tom stole my lunch from the fridge. Kind of negative, right?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, I know. I had an avocado toast sandwich. You know how fucking good that is?
Tom.
Yeah, Tom. It's actually the Tom from, what's it called? Is it from Facebook? Did Facebook? No, MySpace. It's MySpace Tom. Anyway.
Wait, what?
Never
That's
mind.
Not who you're talking about. Is it really him?
Yeah, I work in an office with him.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. We're both temps.
Oh, we got to get him on.
Yeah, I think we can get him. He seems pretty available right now.
Are you kidding? Let's get that going now. Let's start like a Kickstarter.
all right.
Okay.
So, all right. That's
what
that's
time are we at now?
The next post is 1 p.m. Oh, my sister's got AIDS.
Well, does your sister have AIDS? Is this a joke?
Yeah. No, it's not a joke. She's got AIDS.
Oh, really?
She went down to Georgia. Had some of that peach pie that they keep talking about over there.
Wait, Deepu, we need a safe word on the show. We can talk very seriously about the topic, or very lightly about the topic of your sister getting AIDS, but I was asking for a genuine evaluation of your life.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, is you can't just make shit up so that things seem more or less depressing. I was asking your sister doesn't have AIDS!
I also don't have a sister, so it's okay.
What is wrong with you? That's not okay. Everything
you said was
not okay.
You're missing the point. Don't fucking brag on Facebook, okay? I don't show off shit.
But what I'm trying to get you to talk about is why shouldn't people? Yeah, here's what I was imagining you were going to do. Like 8 p.m., woke up, took a medium to hard difficulty shit. Brushed my teeth. My breath seems to be getting worse in the morning as I get older. 9:30, saw a cute dog. 10:30, Mike and I are recording. Got some good news about the podcast. 11, my sandwich is gone. You can't just make up bad shit. That's what I'm saying. Like why? What you should go into is why shouldn't people? This is the crux of the episode. Why shouldn't people post nice things about their life? That's what you need to explain in the last minutes of this show. As a producer,
because,
I think you need to go into it. Get angry. Go into it. Do it. Come in hard and explain this, because that's the main point here.
If you fucking let me get to it,
all right,
I'll get to it. Okay, the reason why people shouldn't post nice things on Facebook is because it makes the people that don't post as much feel terrible about their lives. And there's a snowball effect. These guys that post about nice things, they keep doing it. They understand it's a machine. That they got to keep doing it fucking 4 times a day, 6 times a day, and just hammer people. Bam, bam, bam. My life. Look at me. And the people that stand in the corner worrying about their own shit, offline, off of Facebook, don't get that snowball effect. And then when we do say something about ourselves, we get fucking
You cut out just for a second in the audio recording. You get fucking what?
That's what
I
said.
Oh, no. That did come through. I was unsure whether the other words were there.
I like to that was like a I like to use certain sounds to condone emotion.
Because
when there's no word for what's the word for puh? I'm sick of it. I guess I'm sick of it.
Admonished, taken down a peg. There's
Man,
many,
you are
many,
a good producer.
There's many good words in the English language to express.
So yeah.
Pih.
So yeah, that's my spiel, man. Are you in complete disagreement?
Oh, 100%.
All right. Well, I guess you'll have to give me the business.
Well,
next
I think
week.
You need to go into it more. Like, I don't really think you're. I don't. There's not much to tear down. I think you need to.
No,
still
I'm
have
laid.
A little bit of time.
I
you
laid it all out there.
Minutes.
I think people got it. I think people know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. You're in a weird case on Facebook. You only have 6 friends or whatever. You're only, you know,
like
we're in different worlds. Listen.
10,
there's
6. I wasn't saying, like, let me just clarify what I said there. Deepa said, so I made the joke earlier, you have 6 friends. I was saying 10 because just to show that, like, it is actually pretty close to 10. Just so, like, 6 was a joke number for the joke before, but, like, I actually do think it's pretty close to 10.
Wow. Okay. So there's a phenomenon called Black Twitter. Are you familiar with that phenomenon?
I don't know that I have the racial background to even talk about this.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I've heard. I haven't looked it up, but I know it's a thing. Or at least
wait, black Facebook or black Twitter?
Black Twitter. I'm gonna come back to
about
Facebook.
I know about black Twitter. Yeah.
Okay. Same way, there is comedians Facebook. It's a self-contained world. We are dealing with our own bullshit. It's a lot of big egos colliding. It's a nightmare. So that's where I'm coming from.
Is your point? I just need your point. Is your point, because this can't be talking about the fucking open mic scene in Brooklyn, this podcast. Is your point that people who post positive
things on Facebook, I think it extends beyond. What's that?
That's your point. Is that people that post positive things on Facebook annoy you? In general.
Okay, so I just thought of like some innocent mom saying like her kid got an A, and I'm like, that's fine. That's probably fine.
Yeah, that's probably fine. That probably made her very happy to share with people.
But what about her friend? What about her friend whose kid is who got hit by a car?
Okay.
And her kid can't get a fucking A on a test. How does that make her feel? Bums her the fuck out, right?
Probably happy for her friend.
No. She's wondering, why can't Sanjay... We already know why. He got hit by a car. But Sanjay can't fucking get good grades on that test. I'm gonna just start drinking more.
I think I have... Well, it is surprising that I am the only one that drinks on this show when we do it. So I have been drinking white wine for today, the official wine of all mothers posting about their children's grades on the internet. I'm right there with you, ladies. That is the end of our show. Next week will be a mic edition. I think we're going to do a little bit of a bonus thing here, Deepu, right as we hang up. If you have like 5 or 10 minutes.
Sure, let's try it. Let's do it.
So we're going to do some bonus episodes because we rebroadcast this show on other channels. So if you go to those other channels, if you're listening to one of those other channels, you're hearing a bonus feature right now. But please go to advertisecast.com/GTH go to hell. Or if you just search on advertisecast.com, GTH go to hell, you will find our ability to shout out. These prices are really, really easy. $5 to play your song on here. Obviously, our theme song is done by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbuckers. $12 to be on as a guest. We'll do a whole episode just about you. Doesn't matter what your thing is. Sponsored review. We will review your project. And a great way to reach us anyway is on Facebook. Deepu, what's the name of the page?
It is the Go to Hell Podcast Facebook page. I'm not looking at it right now. Yeah. Let me pull up the exact title.
Anything you post there, we will talk about, comment on. Whoever this lovely comedian, congratulations. I'm really happy you won. Next week on the show, we will definitely be talking about how that's a great thing for you. I possibly might even make Deepu feel much worse than he feels by like bringing you on and talking about how great it was that you won and giving you more promotion.
Could do that.
I'm probably gonna. either way, Deepu, anything to say to me?
Go to hell, Mike.
Yeah, you go to hell.